1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your morning is off to a wonderful start. We're finally in October. Spooky season, so I'm trying to make it a point every single day to watch something spooky. And I have this weird habit. I have this weird ability to sense when I'm watching somebody, like an actor that I know really well from when they were like really young. So I grew up as a Nickelodeon kid. I watched Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I decided to watch some episodes last night. And that show, I know, was primarily filmed in Canada. A lot of Canadian actors. Well, there's this one episode that I was watching, and I immediately noticed the dude. And I was like, that's McMurray from Letterkenny. Like, immediately noticed this guy. And he was probably like 15, 16 in the show. Looked up his IMDb. Sure enough, I just totally called it. And I just have this weird thing. I don't know if you guys do that as well. If you do, hit me up, 978-1077. I always seem to be able to pick people out from like 30 years ago from their early acting career. It always happens. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So the other day we were looking at a post on Facebook from the Skeletones. This is the alcohol-free, drug-free music venue in Grand Rapids. It's been a huge DIY punk rock and metal venue for a long time. And they said that they were going to be closing down. And the way that they had phrased it online really made it seem like they were closing down forever, like for good. And we were looking at this, and they actually had to update their Facebook post. And it turns out they're not closing necessarily. They are closing on New Year's Eve, but I guess they're looking for a new place to go. They're looking for a new building to acquire for their venue. So yeah, they're going to be moving. Technically, the original Skeletones is going to be closing, but they're just going to be closing temporary. You can see their what they basically had to say about the whole situation, because I went back and the post that they originally made was completely changed. So I think they accidentally misled people to think that they were closing permanently, when in fact they're just going to be shutting down temporarily so they can find a new home. So great news for musicians and music lovers up there in GR. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1979 as a second studio album from The Police, Regatta de Blanc, loosely translated in French to white reggae. It was the band's first release to top the UK album chart, and it features their first two UK number one singles, Message in a Bottle and Walking on the Moon. This is a staple classic rock album. You should pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Man, this week it's been filled with just a bunch of restaurants and businesses talking about closing and opening or staying open or moving. And another one which is going to be closing is LA's Coffee Cafe in Three Rivers. This has been a staple business for 25 years. They announced that they're going to be closing up here on the 1077 RKR app. You could check out the Facebook post. Showed a lot of emotion from the owners talking about what their plans are and how they're just going to be shutting things down. Fortunately, does not necessarily mean it's going to be the end of coffee in this location, because you can also read about the new owner and what they plan on doing with the business up here. So again, 25 years of business in Three Rivers. Got to tip your hat to all three of them, Leslie Ann, Jerry, and Amy, the owners over there. Great 25 years of service in Three Rivers, and hopefully the new owner, Tina, will be able to continue your legacy. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I'm kind of bummed. I went up to the Upper Peninsula a couple of months ago and completely missed out on seeing where rockets were once launched. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but NASA partnered with U of M to launch rockets into space to collect meteorological data. According to a Upper Michigan source, the Keweenaw rocket range, it was an isolated launch pad, and it was in Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula. It was used between 64 and 71 for launching rockets. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we'll show you where this launch pad was. It's kind of hidden, but like, it's not too off the beaten path. Like, I probably could have gone up there. I don't know if you, have you guys ever been up there? Like, hit me up, 978-1077. Apparently, there's like a rock plaque that kind of commemorated the whole thing and totally spaced out. Now I got to go up there next year and check this out. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So last year at Harper Creek High School, Camden Robinson and Ben Ramos pulled a wild stunt at the 2024 Harper Creek homecoming game. Robinson cut Ramos's hair, of course, with his permission, while in the student section, they got warned that they would not be allowed to do something else. So they decided to flip the script a little bit, and they asked the vice principal of Harper Creek, Joe Urisich, how much money they would need to raise in order to shave his head. He's been growing a full beard for years, mind you, the assistant principal. He told the two seniors $2,500, and they responded by saying, sure, to whatever charity you want. So the assistant principal's family members who adopt foster kids, and that's instantly where his mind went. So Urisich asked the boys to donate the money to Isaiah 117 House, a nonprofit that's devoted to offering safety and support while kids are awaiting placement with a foster family. And Robinson decided to put some pressure on Urisich and ask about his eyebrow and beard. And he was totally up for the challenge, and he was hoping to raise more money for the nonprofit. And he was going to say, you know what, if you can do $5,500, I'll give you my eyebrow. $10,000, I'll give you my beard. They went to work, the boys, instantly. Started having hat day where the students could pay a dollar towards the fund to be able to wear their hats during school. And they've also gotten some help from their parents, set up a GoFundMe page. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can check more about this and how much they've been able to raise so far. And the homecoming game is coming up tomorrow. So they're going to have a table set up for last minute donations. So if you're wanting to get in on this, make sure to check this out, the 1077 RKR app. This guy is going to be completely bald, like no hair on his face.